The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, Episode 29. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, the one who fulfilled the hopes of the weak. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The trauma of the deaths in the year of sorrow, and the lack of protection, and the stagnation of the dawah led the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to start thinking about leaving Makkah to spread the message elsewhere, as it was becoming full of despair. Taif and Makkah were twin cities, with rivalries and treaties amongst them. The people knew of each other within the two cities, some even relatives. One of the chieftains being a distant uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who he went to meet when conveying the dawah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam went with Zayd ibn Harith on a secret mission to Taif to spread the call of Islam. They went on foot without any animals and without drawing too much attention. His plan? To address his distant uncle amongst others. The reception was met with ridicule and mockery. However, it wasn't until the persistence of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam became evident that the leaders of Taif decided to cut short their courtesy and begin persecution. A descent down the winding mountain pathways of the city. Every avenue met with hostility, confrontation, and rocks hurled. Encircled by a crowd, forced outwards and down towards a valley outside beyond their boundaries. Surrounded, hatred within every eye, abuse falling uncontrollably from their mouths, with stones, rocks, and any other loose debris thrown mercilessly at him. After being stoned by thugs and taunted by the youth of Taif, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in a state of shock, attacked and violated, chased out of the city. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued walking. Wounded and defeated, he continued walking. His clothes soaked in the fresh blood of his trauma, a step after another, he continued. In the blistering heat, the desert landscape of Arabia, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued, without a thought, wandering, until he reached a vineyard 3 miles outside of the city. He came to its walls and leaned on it. With his entirety, he collapsed into a sitting position and broke down. Leaning against a wall in the vineyard of Utbah and Shayba, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the following dua.
Allahumma ilayka ashku da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas. Ya arhamar rahimin, anta arhamur rahimin, anta rabbul mustada'afin wa anta rabbi. Ila man takiluni, ila 'aduwwin yatajahhamuni am ila 'aduwwin mallaktahu amri. إن لم يكن بك غضب علي فلا أبالي ولكن عافيتك هي أوسع لي أعوذ بنور وجهك الذي أضاءت له السماوات والأرض وأشرقت له الظلمات وصلح عليه أمر الدنيا والآخرة أن ينزل بي غضبك أو يحل علي سخطك لك العتبى حتى ترضى ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك.
Oh Allah, To you I complain of my weakness, lack of support, and the humiliation I am made to receive. Most compassionate and merciful, you are the Lord of the weak, and you are my Lord. To whom do you leave me? To a distant person who receives me with hostility, or to an enemy you have given power over me? As long as you are not displeased with me, I do not care what I face. I would, however, be much happier with your mercy. I seek refuge in the light of your face, by which all darkness is dispelled, and both this life and the life to come are put in their right course, against incurring your wrath or being the subject of your anger. To you I submit, until I earn your pleasure. There is no power and no might except in you. This heart-wrenching dua expresses the immense difficulty he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, found himself in. His own people were his firm enemies, and others had just rejected him in a ruthless manner. Utbah and Shayba, two of the mushriks from Makkah, and two enemies of Islam, saw what happened from afar, and saw the condition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as he came and sat down in their vineyard. They saw his distress, and as he was from among the tribe of Quraysh, they felt a little sympathy and instructed their slave Addas to take him some grapes. Addas, an Iraqi slave, took some grapes to the Messenger of Allah and offered it to him as gifts from his master. The Prophet, unexpecting of such a gesture after the ordeal he had just faced, accepted the grapes, and before eating he said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Addas was curious, as he has never heard this phrase before, and asked the Prophet why he said Bismillah and what this phrase means, as the mushrik Arabs would say other different phrases before eating. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, replied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he asked Addas where he was from. Addas said he was from Nineveh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, from the city of Yunus ibn Matta. Addas was shocked and asked, how do you know this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, Yunus alayhi salam is his brother, and that they are both prophets sent by Allah. Immediately after hearing this, Addas accepted Islam. Shayba and Utbah were shocked. They had sent their slave to give some grapes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and within moments he had embraced Islam. A while later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him Jibreel alayhi salam. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, looked up and saw a cloud casting its shade on him, and Jibreel addressing him. Allah has heard your people's words and sent you the angel of mountains to your aid. The angel of the mountains gave him salam and then asked for his permission to bury the city of Taif and all its people between the two mountains, crushing all, a punishment also sent down by Allah to a nation of old. Had he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said yes, in this situation he would have acted entirely just. For the people of Taif had oppressed him and mistreated him greatly. A choice given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his messenger to enact what he desires. The Prophet of Mercy once again goes beyond the immediate gratification and recompense an average man would seek. And he digs deep to reveal a plentiful abundance of compassion that spares the city and all its inhabitants, with the hope one day that they will be with the believers. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to the angel of the mountains,
فرد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أرجو أن يخرج الله من أصلابهم من يعبد الله وحده ولا يشرك به شيئا.
I would rather have someone from their progeny who will worship Allah, the Almighty, alone. The people of Makkah knew the truth, but stubbornly refused to accept it. They knew he was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had asked many miracles of him, which he had produced. Still, they refused to accept his message. Abu Jahl, who was his greatest enemy, was conflicted in himself, knowing that Muhammad was truly Allah's messenger. But he would not accept Islam, purely due to tribal competition and prejudice. He was once asked, "What do you think about everything you have heard from Muhammad?" He replied, "We competed with Banu Abd Manaf in everything to attain status and nobility. They fed people, so we also fed people. They gave charity, so we also gave charity. They looked after people, so did we. We did these until we became equal. And now they say, a prophet has come from us, who received revelation from the sky. How can we possibly be able to compete with this? By Allah, we will never believe in him and we will never accept his message." This was the state of Abu Jahl, who rejected Islam only out of arrogance. Thus, had the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought that they be punished, he would have been justified. However, such was not appropriate given his sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy and nobility. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam now faced Makkah again to return. However, he could not enter Makkah without gaining the protection of someone notable. When he was a short distance away from Makkah, he dispatched a man to Akhnas bin Shuraik, seeking his protection. He refused. He then dispatched a messenger to Suhail ibn Amr, who also excused himself. Mutim bin Adi, a noble in Makkah and a sympathizer, a key figure involved in the annulment of the boycott, and a generous benefactor to Banu Hashim and Banu Abdul Muttalib, volunteered to respond to the Prophet's appeal for protection. Thus, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkah under the protection of Mutim bin Adi. Mutim bin Adi instructed his sons to put on their armor as if they were going to battle. Heavily armed, they then proceeded to escort the Messenger of Allah into Makkah and to the Kaaba. They escorted him, one on each side, even while he was performing tawaf, to make it clear that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under their father's protection. Upon seeing this, the Quraysh asked Mutim if he had joined their religion or if he had just offered his protection. He replied he had just offered his protection, to which Quraysh replied, "In that case, we accept your protection on him." Quraysh soon learned of what had happened to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Taif, and this only made them increase the ill treatment of him. They prohibited and prevented with all their might the people from listening to him. After the third disastrous event to take place, all within months apart, the death of his uncle, the death of his wife, and humiliation and suffering in Taif, as well as the ongoing persecution in Makkah, what did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hope for? What did come of his way? Tune in to the next episode, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.